And welcome to August 15th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1899, Ford goes to work. Actually, Henry Ford already was working, but it wasn't on cars. He worked for Thomas Edison as chief engineer at the Edison Illuminating Company in Dearborn, Michigan. It was a great job that paid extremely well. But Ford was on call 24 hours a day, making sure the city's electricity was running okay, and didn't have a lot of time to do what he really wanted, which was, of course, working on cars. He had already invented the quadricycle in 1896, which had an actual gasoline engine. By resigning from Edison's company, Ford gambled it all. He turned down a promotion that would have paid him $1,900 per year. That was huge money at that time. But he turned it down on August 15th, 1899, and got to work. He gathered together a group of investors and established the Detroit Automobile Company. For the next few years, Ford tried competing with 60 other automakers around the country at the time and failed, got back up, failed again, got back up, and finally a third time in 1903, Ford came up with the Model T. And Tin Lizzie got Ford's business going ahead of the rest. In class for extra credit, go ahead and check out the Edison Ford Winter Estates in Fort Myers. M. Waldo Hanchett from Suffield, Hartford, Connecticut, patents the dental chair. He attached a neck extension to a four-legged chair. It was made of wood, so it changed quite a bit throughout the years. And in anti-Vietnam news, 1969, Woodstock begins. According to Woodstock.com, in August 1969, the Woodstock Music and Arts Fair took place on a dairy farm in Bethel, New York. Over 500,000 people came to a 600-acre farm to hear 32 acts, who were leading and emerging performers of the time, play over the course of 4 days, August 15th to the 18th. Jefferson Airplane, Jimi Hendrix, The Grateful Dead, The Who, Janis Joplin, and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young were among the lineup. Woodstock is known as one of the greatest happenings of all time and perhaps the most pivotal moment in music history. Joni Mitchell said, "Woodstock was a spark of beauty where 500,000 kids saw that they were a part of a greater organism." According to Michael Lang, one of the four young men who formed Woodstock Ventures to produce the festival, "That's what means the most to me. The connection to one another felt by all of us who worked on the festival, all those who came to it, and the millions who couldn't be there but were touched by it." I'm pretty sure there's an LSD joke in there somewhere. By Wednesday, August 13th, some 60,000 people had already arrived and set up camp. On Friday, the roads were so clogged with cars that performing artists had to arrive by helicopter. Though over 100,000 tickets were sold prior to the festival weekend, they became unnecessary as swarms of people descended upon the concert grounds to take part in this historic and peaceful happening. 4 days of music, 500,000 people, rain, and the rest is history. And in baseball news, 1990, Mark McGwire is the first to hit 30 home runs in each of his first 4 seasons. And finally, 1979, Apocalypse Now is released, starring Marlon Brando, Robert Duvall, and Martin Sheen. And it's because of that movie that Martin's son still says to this day, "Winning." And that's it for August 15th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening. Beautiful friend, this is the end.